88.9 Shine FM, Wednesday morning. It is a new month, but we still have the same knowledgeable lady with us. Parenting Moments with Kimberly Eckert from the Eckert Psychology and Education Center. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Daryl.
So it is a new month. What new topic do you have for us today?
All right. Well, this is something that I started doing a few years ago, but I love reviewing the top 10 insights that have been put together by the Greater Good Science Center. And these are the most provocative and influential findings published over the last year. So we will be covering this through February, March, and April. So today I'm just going to introduce and kind of give everybody a little bit of a teaser of what to expect. What is the path to a happier life in a more compassionate society? Well, most of us like a very straightforward answer. Just do A, B, and C, and then poof, that's you will be happier, you will be kinder. But sometimes the way to individual and community well-being isn't so direct. This year's insights suggest just how circuitous it can be, illuminating how keys to well-being like gratitude, awe, and forgiveness can have surprising benefits, but in seemingly unrelated areas of our life and not what we would expect. Change one thing in your life, Daryl, and then surprisingly something else will shift. These insights go to show how complex and intricate our attitudes and behaviors are within ourselves and our relationships. They also remind us that sometimes we just need to see it all as a journey, having a little patience as we work towards good things. And the reason I love doing this topic of reviewing social science, Daryl, is because it illuminates what is so clearly already taught to us in Scripture. So here's Romans 8:24-28, when we think about the complexity of life and the journey. For in this hope we were saved, but hope that is seen is no hope at all. Who hopes for what they already have? But if we hope for what we do not have yet, we wait for it patiently. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know that we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. I love that verse.
That is awesome.
And He who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. So it is my hope that the top 10 insights from social sciences of 2019 will offer all of us motivation and tools to keep pursuing this hope we have and creating a meaningful life for ourselves and the communities we belong to.
And I think, too, Kimberly, it's a good time to mention that if anybody misses any of these shows, they can go back to your website. There's a little icon at the top there, little set of headphones, and they can listen again, right?
That's right.
And that's also a good place for people to go and contact you if they need the services of the Eckert Psychology and Education Center.
Absolutely. And our website is eckertcenter.com. They can click the Contact Us button and send an email, or they can still do old school and call us at 403-230-2959.
And just like we do each and every Wednesday, we've got another gift certificate to give away this morning. What caller are we going with?
Well, it's February, the second month of the year. Let's go with caller number two, Daryl.
Caller number two right now, 403-276-8888. Thanks, Kimberly.
Thank you.